sourdough. Did you ever eat any sourdough biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd have that. You know, set the, just let it sour. It would take it maybe two or three days to sour just right, and then keep adding a little fresh flour and a little more water to it. And just have your best to keep your yeast in and make biscuits with it.
Could you use that for bread too? Or?
Yes, you could make light bread, of course, that way.
Did you ever make these cakes that you cook on a pan in the morning?
Not very. Yes, I made a lot of them, but then we didn't use many of them like they use now. Hot cakes, they call them now.
And in your eggs, when you broke the egg, the egg, what did you call the inside parts of it?
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah.
And what color was that?
It was yellow, and white, of course. White or green.
And when you cooked your eggs, if you put them in hot water and cooked them for 8 or 10 minutes, you say you have?
The cold stage.
And if you put them in,
I eat one from a breakfast there in the morning. Yeah,
had one this morning. I enjoyed it.
The doctor told me 25 years ago, I guess, nearly, to eat a poached egg every morning from a breakfast. And I said, "Oh my, I don't eat anything." I raised chicken, hard boiled, black hard every day. So I went at it, and I've eaten one ever since. I've had one for a breakfast.
Yeah, I guess they're a pretty good source of protein. Do you eat eggs other ways, or just poached?
Oh, seldom. I don't care for scrambled eggs. I don't care much for fried eggs. Occasionally I'll have fried eggs. I like hard-boiled eggs, deviled eggs.
I used to like hard-boiled eggs, but I've had too many Easters with my little girls. Well, how did you get your meat in the early days on the farm?
Well, we raised it. We called it butchering, you know, in the winter when it get cold enough for the meat to keep. Hang it up, salt it in a big box, and then let it stay in the salt for about 3 weeks, I think, or four. Then take it out and wash it and hang it up. Smoke it with chips we used to a long time ago.
Did you do
that? And
this
then
for
we
meat?
Got the liquid, then we got to where we get the liquid smoking and cure it that way.
Did you do this with beef or?
Well, not so much with beef. We did the pork when we butchered hogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have any way to then butcher beef and just hang the beef up in a tree. Quarters, cut it up in quarters, you know, and just hang it in a big tree out someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll dry over on the outside, but it's the best meat I ever tasted.
Well cured.
Just dry over and hang there in the wintertime. You couldn't have it up in the sun.
Did you ever cut it up in thin strips and dry it in the sun?
No, we never did, but I have eaten that kind.
What do you call that kind?
Some call it jerk meat, the cowboys.
When you butchered a hog, what pieces did you have?
Well,
or what did you come out with after you had cured it?
Well, we had the hams and shoulders and the side meat or middlings, they were called sometimes.
How did you cook those? You know, the side meat and middlings?
Well, it's just like the...